Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to another exciting edition of That JP's What. I am That JP on this glorious Monday morning. Good morning, everybody. How are you doing? All right. It's gonna be May, all right. You know, the corny shit like that, you know. You know, you ever met anyone like that? They're like super over, like you hate being that person, but you hate the people that are like super over positive, you know, like, oh yeah, like just nothing fucking bothers them. And it's usually like people, like privileged people, and it's not even about race. It's just plain people, like life coaches. They're like super like you've never had a difficult day in your life. Like everything's just super positive to you, huh? Like, well, you know, I don't like to look on the negative of anything. You know, anything negative, I push it back. They make the little arm signal, like a push it back. I push it back. Anything negative, you know, all my friends, you know, blah blah blah. Like, well, sir, I am super, super negative. So you do not want to be my friends. Boy, that's what I'm here about. I'm here to help you. You know, I'm a personal life coach. Like, oh, fuck. Nah, man, I don't need your voodoo spells, man. You know, nah, I'm cool. I love the way I am. Like, you love being negative? Like, oh, yeah, I just love being a fat piece of shit, you know, with great hair. I just fucking love that shit. And they're like, oh, you shouldn't talk about yourself that way. You know what? I will talk about my way any third person that I fucking see fit. Thank you, but no thank you. Find some other loser that needs you to boost their confidence. And I understand that there are people out there who need that. But when I just see someone like fucking old, like you know, when JDF died, he had this chick that he did the White Dragon movie with. And he told everyone to follow her. She's a great person, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, okay, yeah, I respect, you know, whatever. I know, right? You respect the person you don't know. Like, I know, right? But anyways, I followed because she was kind of cute. Now, there's the real reason. I was like, ah, there's the reason. Not that John just fucking said respect. No, he didn't follow because she was fucking cute. But she's one of these people that are like that. And, like her and her husband are, like, fucking stupid. They're like, oh, this is our thing. We like to travel and watch sunsets together. And we, no positive. Like, we're just super, you know, whatever. I take everything with a grain of salt. And, you know, I can feel a salt shaker. Ha, ha, ha. I'm like, bitch, shut up and hate life like the rest of us. You know, I mean, and like I said, it's just usually what it is, people who are like overly positive, but just fucking they never had been like they came from like okay or rich families and they've been inconvenienced, anything. Like, why can't anyone be happy? Why can't no one be happy? And that's what they do. You know, like, ew, poor, like, I bet you stick a fucking, you stick them over here in Forest Lane. Let's see how they fucking act then. You know, they live in these areas that have like no fucking problems. They live in, like HOA, super HOAs. I don't, like, that's a thing. You got HOAs and you got super HOAs. You know, they don't even know what a homeless person looks like. So, but anyway, so yeah, so, they live in these like rural communities that are like no one fucking, like, you know, stuff like that. Like, they, like, the sheriff chased the homeless people out of town like fucking Rambo, you know. But yeah, so and that's hard to say. Like, okay, yeah, you're super cool, you're super positive. Okay, yeah, that's cool and all. Yeah, that's not my lifestyle, bro. I'm an overthinker. I'm paranoid about being paranoid, you know. And like I said, when I met this young man, he was like super positive and everything, happy, go like smiling ear to ear, like, oh, that's cool, brother. Like, yeah, you know, blah blah, like. You know, like, okay, and I was just talking to him, like, just trying to help him find something. Like, he was looking for, I don't know, fucking, like, a paint or some shit. And he's like, hey, can you help me out, man? Like, yeah, we got brother. Like, wow, man, I'm really looking for some, you know, firing, you know, just a fucking, you know, paint or some bullshit. I'm like, all right, cool, over here, bro. And we get to talking, like, hey, man, you used to work out? Like, yeah, like, many moons ago. But, like, oh, I can see it in you, man. Da, da, da. Like, oh, yeah, I kind of let it all go down. You know, now I'm just a, you know, fat husband, you know, growing gray hair. I was laughing at it. And he's like, oh, man, you shouldn't talk about yourself that way. I'm like, what? I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, like, oh, shit. Like, hey, let me, you know, I'm a personal, you know, I'm a personal trainer, and I'm a self-motivator. I mean, a public motivator. Like, oh, fuck, man. Like, oh, I'm cool, bro. I'm like, oh, no, let me give you my card real quick. I want, you know, I look to help people, you know, like, oh, shit, man. Like, you must got not negativity in your wife, like, in your life. Yeah. Got a wife and two kids and a mortgage. Yeah, that's my negativity. I'm still trying to crack jokes with him, and he's not getting it. I'm like, yeah, kid, you're in the wrong area trying to sell this bullshit. You know, like, that's like when I met the lady who was a personal, what do you call, what the fuck do they call those? She was a personal, dresser or some shit. Like, she helped fucking people what to wear. I'm like, this is a job. Like, your job is not to go find outfits or come to people's houses and tell them what to wear. This is your job. But, you know, which I'm not knocking. You happen to fool somebody, you know. And I remember I watched a show. I can't remember what show it was. And I can't remember. It was an NFL player. But his wife had racks of fucking clothes. Just racks and racks. A whole room. Just racks of clothes. And this should be like, I got something to do today. I don't really know what to wear. I'll call my personal, you know, whatever. Come help me out. And this guy just walks in like, what we got today? And like this and that. And it's like, uh-huh. Well, usually you want to try to wear this and this and da-da-da-da. You're just full of shit, man. Like, you're just fucking full of shit. Like, she can't figure out to fucking dress proper, like, to a court case or something, or a legal case. Like, she doesn't fucking know to do that. Like, what the fuck? Like, who the fuck cares? It's all Gucci and Coach and Louboutin and whatever fucking name brand shit there is. I just named off purses. But the point is, like, do you not know what to fucking wear? Like, what the fuck? You know? And he just pulls out some shit. Like you didn't even go down every fucking row. You just went down one row and fucking pulled something. She goes, oh my God, you're the best. Thank you. She goes, checks in the mail. Thank you. I'm like, oh my God. Like, wow. Like, you really pulled the walls off this bitch's eyes. You know? But like I said, you know, I know a lot of people be like, wow, JP, I wouldn't want you as a friend. Like, you are just super negative and you hate everything. You know, blah, blah, blah. No, I don't hate anything. I don't hate nothing. Don't hate nothing. Everybody knows me. I don't hate anything. I might dislike something, but I never fucking hate nothing. And what I hate is, like, personal trainers and personal designers. And I honestly, like I said, no, not personal trainers. I'm sorry. I like personal trainers. They're cool. Personal trainers are cool. Personal self-motivators and shit like that. I don't know. It's people that the people Shane hires for his people. You know, like, yeah, come talk to this crew, tell them they're all cool and shit, and how to work together and bullshit like that. Well, can't you do that? No, I don't. I literally don't give a fuck if people work together. I just need them to do their job. I don't give a fuck if they don't like each other, hate each other, you know, fuck each other. I don't give a fuck. As long as they get the job done, and I don't have to, I just do the fucking bare minimum while I'm just sitting at my desk, reading my Batman comics on my phone. That's what I want to do. I just want to sit there, reading my comic books. And if someone needs something, it better be something stupid like, Shane, where's the extra toilet paper at? You know, I don't want to hear shit like, Shane, Stephanie blew up the bathroom and it stinks like fuck in there. Well, what the fuck do you want me to do about it, Carol? What the fuck do you want me to do about it? You know, Shane probably walk in there and fart. There's something else for you to smell. See, that smells less than that, you know, so. But anyway, so yeah. So like a, there's nothing wrong with being positive. Everybody's positive. Everyone's having a good day. But too much positivity, you know, can be a bad thing. And I know a lot of people like flaring out. Like, how the fuck is too much positivity a bad thing? It is. Like, look, you're having a bad day. You don't want Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky fucking bothering you. Like, oh, man, just leave me alone, bro. I had a flat tire this morning. Kid got sick of school. Wife stuck at work. I had to leave work and pick up my kid. Then the stove broke and you know, like, I can buy a new stove and, you know, like, stuff like that. And you got Mr. Price. Well, take a look at that. You got the guy to work early. You get a brand new stove. You know, like, wow. You know, and if I could pick up your son, like. No, I actually got my own shit to take care of. I got work. I ain't got time for this bullshit, you know. But, you know, I guess, like I said, they look at the positive in everything, you know, so. But, you know, and like I said, like I said, nothing wrong with, you know, but for some people that is. Like oh my God, I fucking hate overly positive. And like I said, that lady, that Jason David Frank's friend, like, she's cool. She's cool. She's fine. But when she's no super, like, I see some of her videos, like, you know, I just lost opportunity that I really wanted. I really wanted this role in this movie. And she's a B actor. B actress, I'm sorry. She's like a B actress. And she goes, I really wanted this role. I really did. I tried so hard. And I didn't get it. I didn't know what to do. And sometimes with stuff like that, you know, I just gotta dance. I gotta dance the pain away. And, you know, like, being destructive doesn't do nothing. So I dance. I rollerblade. I just do it till I'm fucking dead tired. To get all that negative energy out of me. You know, like, you know, nobody wants negative energy in them. Like, no. Nah, bitch, no. I want to be the fucking, the one ring. I want all that fucking negativity. You hear me? I am the ring. You know, I am Solomon in his ring. Fucking, you know, I'm ready to fucking just use that power against some bitches. You know, and that's the real. And that's the funny part about it. You know, why is fucking Solomon's ring so fucking powerful? Negativity, bitch. More negativity in the fucking world than there is positive. That's a bad thing, also. You know, I say it's a good thing, but there's so much fucking negativity in the world. But you know. Think much power Saruman had. So that's me. I want that. I if I can walk up to people and just absorb their negativity into the one, which I'm fucking powerful. I mean, that's a fucking superpower right there. Absorbing negativity into a ring and just fucking using it like that. That'd be a fucking power right there. Just absorbing negativity like fucking Bishop. Absorbs energy. Just like, I fucking look like strong guy, just wacky people. Be fucking the juggernaut with that bullshit, man. Oh man, I'm fucking be stronger than a fucking juggernaut, you know. Oh man, I know people be like, "Well, you absorb all the negativity, there'd be no more left." Like, nah. This is 2023. There's plenty. Negativity to last me till the end of time, you know. So, oh man, that's hilarious, right there. Negativo is what they would call me. Oh, it's Negativo man. Like, he's full of negative energy. Yes, it's so powerful. You know, Captain Planet has no choice. Can't the planet be fucked? He gets Negativo. Oh, fuck. Just the fucking negative man would be nothing to me. Like, whoa. I'm all about negative. But, oh, whoa, buddy. Whoa, Negativo. Whoa, that guy right there. Whoa. Oh, man. Oh man, that'd be good. But yeah, so like I said, you know, it's okay to be negative sometimes. I know nobody wants to be like, even Daniel, you know, like, Daniel gets like, great, gotta go to work with a bunch of dummies, you know, like, a bunch of dumbass, dumb, but puppets with hands up their ass, you know, like, it's all they gotta work with. And Aaron's proved it a bunch of times. Aaron's worked with a couple of, bitches, you know, I guess you would say. You know, Aaron's got horror stories of working with people just full of negative, just to fucking do it. Just knowing they were the high school fuck, like you tell these girls were like the high school fucking bully, and now they became nurses. You know, which becomes fucking, but as science has proved, what happens with bully women, they become fucking nurses, and they just fucking hate everything and blow the doctor, you know, and that's it. So. But anyways, so yeah, so is negativity bad? Yeah, it's bad, you know, but you don't want to be friends that's super positive, and that sucks too. Like, if I had a super over positive friend, I wouldn't want to be with them all the time. Like, yeah, that's cool, brother. All right, yeah. Ooh, yeah, everything is awesome. That's them, their theme song is like, everything's fucking awesome. Everything is awesome. Like, no. Like, oh, JP, I still need some water. What does that mean? Oh, My shoes are clean now. like, yeah, that's fucking corny as fuck, man. And they got like the worst fucking jokes. I guess that's it. Also, with the they that are super positive, they got like the worst fucking jokes too. And I guess that would bug me also. Like oh no, you know, the sun's so hot today. You know what that means? What? It means I get a golden tan. Like, that's not a fucking joke. You just made a lame statement. You know, and you try to laugh it out. You know, like, I'm going to tell my friends, oh, I'm stealing that joke. Kind of like my son's, you know, kind of like my son's principal. Just kind of like that. Super positive, super happy. And, like, yeah, I want that around my kids. I just don't want it around me. You know, I don't want to absorb her positivity. That's even less addicting to catch, you know. Like, don't want to do meth, or don't want to absorb someone's positivity. No, I don't want to absorb those fucking positive fucking energy. You know, like, oh, I feel the energy here today. Like, you know what? No, you're not. You know, if you were feeling my energy, sir, you would feel like you're having what do they call those things? Stones right now. It's like you're having stones right now. If you knew, if you thought you we had, if you felt my energy, you know, and you felt my energy, sir, you know, you definitely, you know, just, you know, a blammo to the person next to you. So, but anyway, and not that my, like I said, I'm not saying my energy makes someone want to commit murder, but, you know, so good is over my energy. I'm prepared to tell you right now, you know, it'd be like fucking Megatron just walking around fucking hating everything. But yeah, but there you go. And that is and that is what we call feeling the energy, you know. And you know, so and what's the moral of the story? It's okay to be positive. Just don't be that person that like, yay, hooray, we're going swimming. They found an alligator in the water. But you know what? That's all right. What are the odds of us catching that alligator? You know, let's still keep on going. You know, but I don't know. But anyways. So yeah. So positive people versus negative people. Captain Planet versus Negativo. You know, what are you gonna do? But anyways, everybody. That's all I got for you today. Y'all, you know, and it's funny because I end everything with y'all be careful, y'all be safe. You know, and that, you know, that's why I say it like that. You know, y'all be careful. Y'all be safe because you got to be fucking careful. Be safe out there. I don't say, y'all stay positive and look towards the sun because that's where it all is. No, fuck that shit. Y'all be careful. Y'all be safe. That means, you know, watch out. Be on guard. Be ready to stab some bitches. You know, like, you know, that's what I represent. That's probably like probably even still, like, people would say that, like, oh, that's very negative. You tell people be careful and be safe. Like, man, what's to worry about? Like, well, every fucking thing, sir. Every fucking thing. You know, this is 2023 in Texas. Now, if it was in Florida, you know, I'll be like, strap on your nine and be careful and not, and went over. Strap on your nine and be ready to die if it were in Florida. I guess that'd be my slogan for Florida, you know, so. Anyways, everybody, all right, that's all I'll amuse y'all today with. So, as always, everybody, y'all be careful, y'all be safe, and me, I will talk to you later.